All right. Welcome back. Tobin, Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Get to Goosey's No Goosey's here in just a second. Jay Fick will give us our topics du jour. But first, want to let you know you guys can join the WQAM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQAM on-air staff and the Heat's Duncan Robinson. That's Goosey's right there, dude. Goosey's galore that Duncan Robinson is going to be there. It's free to attend.
Goosey's galore.
But you need to RSVP at WQAM.com. That'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang out with the QAM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online at themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit cohenandjudah.com to see partner reviews. What do we have today, Jennifer?
Well, to switch things up, we have Pelel Larson. He was a Heat fan as a child.
He was?
And he shared a photo of himself on Instagram. Would you like to see?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Leroy, you're muted.
Okay, you're good.
It wasn't me.
Oh, well, don't worry about it, dude. Young Pelel Larson with Grandma Pella, Papa Pella, Mama Pella, and Big Bro Pella.
Big Bro is big. Goodness.
And he has a Heat shirt on, and where I am assuming is Sweden. That's Goosey's right there. I mean, that's exciting.
Goosey.
Reminds me of a young Tyler Hero who was in the Shaquille O'Neal Heat jersey when he was drafted to the Miami Heat. They shared that photo. So that's Goosey's for me. Swedish swish. Ready to go in just a couple weeks. Leroy, you got the Goosey's?
Yeah, I got the Goosey's. It's pretty cool when you get to play for a team that you rooted for.
That is right? Cool.
It's just cool because, you know, a lot of times you don't have that choice. So, yeah, it's cool. I got the Goosey's.
Jay Fig?
I definitely agree. It's great to see someone come full circle and actually play for the team that you were a big fan of. So that is Goosey's.
Dan Day?
Every kid's dream.
Goosey!
Now, who do you think was his favorite player growing up? Justice Winslow?
No. That's it, yeah.
No.
Sure.
You think he was on Heat? You think he was on Heat Twitter fighting Suns fans?
I would say it would be somebody more his body type, right? Like, I remember when I was a kid, I was a Gale Sayers fan. Mm. Then when I realized that there ain't no way hell in my lifetime I'm going to run like Gale Sayers, then I picked somebody else, like Earl Camp.
You kind of go for someone that you relate to.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So you're saying a Wayne Ellington?
No.
Why not?
How about a Kevin Love, but he wasn't with the Heat? How about a... Ooh, I know you don't want to hear this. Bob, what's his name? Who's the guy I did the McBob?
Hey, can I just say something? Let me just say something right now. You mentioned two intangibles who are not his body type at all. They're both tall. They're both forwards.
Why not?
You just intangibled them. You put them in intangible. And you want to know something? I'm just going to say this. Udonis Haslam, you did this too with him because you said he was the next Dan Marley. And why is he the next Dan Marley?
Who said? Oh, UD said it.
Yeah, UD said that.
Oh, okay. So we're on the same page.
No, you got why are you on that page, though, dude? Why are you on that page?
Well, look, Pelel Larson can't say I'm going to come into the league and be Shaq.
I didn't say that. You're the one who made him a 6'10 guy with a beard.
So why? Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are very quibbly today.
No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because I'm trying to be similar to so people can get the reference, and he's just going the opposite so he doesn't seem like he's doing that.
Oh, no.
Are you trying to look better?
No.
Pelel Larson is not built like Wayne Ellington.
He's not built like Kevin Love.
Wayne Ellington didn't play forward.
Neither does Paolo. He's a guard.
So, Tyler Hero.
Well, he couldn't grow up watching Tyler Hero. They're the same age.
That's what I'm saying.
Shane Battier.
Oh, we in the middle there.
That's right there in the middle.
Yeah. Hey, we love that, man.
He wasn't a point guard. Dude, what are we doing today?
Oh, you guys are on a whole other level today.
Is it just me? Because you have been playing like...
Oh, me? Me?
Tobin is playing HR defense.
Okay, dude. Like, no, hey, I wouldn't have to play
like HR.
He's playing HR defense. Like Bobrovsky and Net.
Hold on.
Game 7.
Hold on. You spent the top. You spent the top of this hour surprised that anyone from Japan could lead the league in stolen bases and home runs at the same time.
Yes.
Even though one of the best base runners of all time is Japanese, and this guy has been a prudential home run hitter since he's walked into the major leagues.
Okay, but if you look at the top 10 seasons stolen bases,
But we could do a ratio there of how many Japanese players make the major leagues.
Right.
Okay.
So he's working on a curve because he's Japanese.
He's not working on any curve. He's literally doing something nobody's ever done. There's no curve there.
Yes.
You have a curve. Like to say you
wouldn't. I don't have a curve. Nope. I'm not diminishing his greatness. I just said if I throw a stat out there to you, right? And I say the first person to do it, you'd be less inclined to say it was a Japanese player.
Then you come out here and you say that Pelle Larsson, 6'4", is somehow samesies as McBob, 6'10".
No, okay, I was off there. Let's pick someone.
He's 6'4".
I'm gonna ride with UD. Dan Marley.
But why does he have to be Dan Marley? Why can't he be somebody who's not? Why does it have to be intangible for intangible? What?
Okay, because you're very early to say, you know what? Pelle Larsson reminds me of Ray Allen.
Well, he had elements of his game?
It doesn't remind you of Ray Allen, though.
No, I didn't say Ray Allen. Marley. I was looking for somebody in the 2015-16 Heat range. I was like, Wayne Ellington. And you're like, nah, McBob. What?
Wayne Ellington? There's nobody who's doing any type of announcing or whatever. Go, that Pelle Larsson reminds me of a young Wayne.
Well, that is on lazy announcers who will only compare intangibles to intangibles.
Reminds me of a young Dan Marley.
And why is that?
Like, for the obvious reasons.
Why can't he be Keith Askins?
You're trying in your efforts to be so politically correct. You sound ridiculous.
How am I being politically correct?
Because you're trying to use some white guys, some black guys.
I'm just saying, why
That's
do we...
Okay.
Why
That's can't... okay. But guess what?
I thought this...
Guess what? Hold on. Let's just be clear. Ain't no black dude ever been compared to a white guy. Name one. I'm just saying, it's just what we do.
Kevin Durant, Larry Bird.
Tua, Drew Brees.
No chance!
What?
No chance!
What do you Kevin mean, no Durant chance?
Kevin Durant has... Are you... Kevin Durant dunked more his 5 minutes into the league than Larry Bird dunked in his own
career. Dude, nobody thinks of Kevin Durant as a dunker. Nobody! They think prettiest shot we've ever seen. This is not fair, and I'm not being political.
So, let me get this straight. You think people look at Kevin Durant,
yeah,
and it reminds them of Larry Bird?
Well, I think people need to open their minds a little bit, is what I'm saying.
I need you to open up your damn eyes.
No. Because that's going to leave me with only intangibles to compare Pella to.
Right! That's the point!
That's not fair.
When you see an actor or actress or whatever, you go, oh, you know who that reminds me of? Somebody that looks similar to them.
I don't like this.
That's reality. That's fact. What are you talking about? You don't like it?
You don't
think? When you see somebody, you see an old friend, say, oh, you know who that reminds me of? Oh.
So let me get this straight. Let me just get this straight. Last year.
No.
Hear me out. Nope.
You know what? Very similar to Tobin.
Hear me out on this.
No, they don't do that.
No. Okay. First, listen to me. When Jaime Jaquez last year said, you know who my favorite player is? Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
And you want to know something? Their games are very similar.
Very similar. Yes.
But you would have had him saying,
No. He said it. That's not us.
So if Pella comes out here and he says, you know who my favorite Heat player was growing up? Wayne Ellington. Will you apologize?
He's not going to say that. What is wrong with you? Like, at least, listen, if you're going to argue, make it real. Okay? That's not even believable.
You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for when Wayne Ellington is warming him up before these games because he's his coach this year. And I'm like, Leroy, look, samesies.
What is wrong with you? Like, that's not even, you know, first of all, when we compare people, we first compare them on looks.
Yeah.
So, like.
Of game. Yeah. Game is, you know, game. Whatever happened to the term game? Recognize game.
Stats don't have color.
Dan, what are you doing now?
HR.
Stats don't have color, right?
Gotta stay hydrated, champ.
Yeah. What are we doing? Oh my goodness! You think we're gonna be invited back for Friday?
Not a chance.
Now that I think about it, I think Pella's known as a better defender than Wayne Ellington was. Kind of a turnstile.
Oh, my goodness. You are incredible.
That's all the time we have for Goosies, No Goosies. No other topics. I apologize.